guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Rafaela, and today we have a very special guest. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi guys, I'm Alexandra. I'm from Barcelona and very excited to be here.
I'm so happy that you're here because you have such a special place in my heart. Aww. And kind of like the theme of this podcast is going to be meeting friends on the internet, but you know, we'll have a little pre-conversation prior to that. But we have met on Facebook. Yes. Which I think is unusual. But then again, I think about it, is it that unusual? A lot of people are meeting online these days.
Yeah.
And I think like also for dating.
Yes.
You know, like with the apps and things, like I feel like a lot of people are meeting online today.
Yes, definitely.
So we met on Facebook and it's been amazing ever since. But, you know, prior to that, let's just, you know, begin a little bit with today. I feel like today we had such a crazy day, but good news. Basically, she has been joining me on this journey, and today we're kind of taking like a step forward. So we wanted to go look at a new studio space.
Exciting.
Yeah. And honestly, like, thank you for you for being here and speaking Spanish, because it helps so much.
Of course.
I know, right? Like, I, for me, sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, like, better you deal with this. Because it's like Spanish and like having to say all these things. But
the unofficial official translator.
Literally. What did you think of the studio?
I loved it. I think it has a lot of potential, mm-hmm. a lot of good space, good lighting.
Yes. And like for the first studio that we looked at, I think it was a pretty good, like first look,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
We're just like starting the process now, and I also gave the notice that I'm gonna leave this space where I'm at today, which feels so crazy because yeah. this is like something that I've been like manifesting for a really long time,
mm-hmm.
but it felt so far away, but then today it feels like it can happen any moment.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how is this happening?
I remember when I first came to your studio and I saw your little mood board with your like super fancy like glass door looking store. Yes. And it kind of, this studio kind of looks like the smaller version of it, like
yeah.
basically the same structure, like all glass windows and everything. So
you know, God, I like, I'm not a huge believer in mood boards, but like at the same time I feel like they do help, you know, to like see, like they work like to see a vision.
Mm.
But you know, I think it's just really exciting because one day you think you're so far away and then the next day you're so close to this yeah. dream that you've been having. And, you know, thank you for riding along.
Of course.
And, you know, okay, so let's like track back a little bit. Like, I kind of want to start with your childhood and upbringing because...
Going all the way back.
Going all the way back because I feel that... You know, it's just like good to give context of a person, like knowing yeah. where they came from. So where were you born and how was your teenage years after that and, you know, university and things?
Yeah. So I was born in Barcelona, as you know,
mm-hmm.
Back in 1998. And then
not long ago.
Yeah. And then I did school here up until I was 16. I moved to Wales in the UK
mm-hmm.
on my own. Mm-hmm. Luckily, my mom was like up for that. You mm-hmm. know, she wasn't like, oh no, don't go away. Like, mm-hmm. don't leave. She was like, yeah, go for it. By all means, just explore the world. So mm-hmm. I did my two last years of high school there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I applied to university in the UK. So I did my 3 years in Exeter, which is like a tiny, tiny university town. And then I moved to the big city of London to wow. do my master's, yeah.
And then what did you do your master's on?
I did my master's in luxury brand management, so.
And this is why she's here, doing the luxury brand name for
yes.
a brand?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
So I actually did a completely different thing in undergrad, which was I did medical science, but mm-hmm. turns out I like the lab coats more than I like the science. So I just thought I would move into fashion.
So crazy.
Yeah, and I have had a lot of amazing experiences in PR and marketing for different brands, literally like travel, fashion, whatever. And now I came back to Barcelona about a year ago, unexpectedly, because of this fancy thing we have
going
pandemic.
On.
And I just stayed here and I love it. I forgot how great life here is.
Literally, now that I've spent like 2 weeks in Iceland and I'm like, wow, like when it's cold and you live somewhere cold, it's just a different life.
And there's like absolutely no daylight. The sun sets at like 3 p.m.
Literally.
And you don't even know what time it is anymore.
Yeah, it really makes you appreciate Barcelona. Okay, I want to track back a little bit. So you did a bachelor's in medical something. And then something. And then you did your master's in fashion. Mm-hmm. But where did you do your master's again?
Like, so I did it in Condé Nast, which is the publisher of Vogue, GQ.
I didn't even know they had masters.
Yeah,
like they had these kind of things.
Yeah.
I remember when you told me that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
They have masters?
Yeah. It's amazing because I guess if you want to work in those brands, like a lot of girls, they want to work in Vogue and like they read all those magazines and like... It's great because if you want to work for those big like luxury brands, it's a great connection to have. Obviously, like in classes, like, you know, you would have talks by Stella McCartney or like Anna Wintour. Yeah, yeah. So you literally get like insane insights on
fashion. God, this blows me away.
Yeah.
I feel like it just probably was such an amazing opportunity, you know?
It was amazing. Like everywhere you go, you know, if you have this place that you studied in, like even though it's not like a recognizable university, but it's a very recognizable institution, like, you know, everybody knows Vogue, everybody has like a magazine somewhere in their house or like their mom has, and it's crazy like the doors that it opens when you just say that name and they're like, oh, okay, like you must know something, or like you must know someone.
Yeah, so. It's just so iconic.
Yeah.
There's just no other magazine. I mean, for me, especially Vogue. Like, when I think of fashion magazine, I think Vogue.
Exactly. That's why, like, I wouldn't have done it anywhere else. Like, I remember my last year of my bachelor's, like, I was just doing my thesis on, like, genetics and, like, some weird sciencey stuff. And I just thought, I will apply to this university. This is going to be the only one. And if I don't get in, then it's a sign that I shouldn't do it. But if I get in, like, I won't apply anywhere else. Like, why would I? Vogue is literally, like, the biggest thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So now we can, you know, talk about the topic of this podcast, which is about friendships and meeting people online and actually building really strong connections with, you know, through the internet. And I feel like now this is becoming more prominent than ever, that we're becoming a digital culture. And you and I met online on a Facebook group through another, you know, fashion influencer, you can say. And you basically reached out. Or did I reach out?
I think I did.
I think you did.
Because I think, like, it was like a thread or... all the girls in that group just saying like where they were based and what they were up to. And I just read like, hey guys, I'm from Brazil and Canada and I'm based in Barcelona. I have this sustainable
sounds like
brand.
Me.
Yeah. And I just messaged you like, hey. And at that time I didn't live here, like I was just probably here for Christmas or something, so it was kind of like, okay, yeah, we will meet at some point.
Yeah.
And then last year, was
and then
it?
You actually, like, and then you actually came to Barcelona and you're like, hey, I'm in town, let's meet. And I think we met at the studio,
upstairs.
You came, and then we were like, when we met, we were also, you know, trying to support each other, like creating content for each other's Instagrams. So we're like, okay, let's meet, let's have a content day, like, let's shoot this content. And like, every time we would meet, they would kind
it was
like,
just that,
it was just that. But I feel it's so important to have these kind of friendships because, you know, I mean, for me, obviously, or like I think for the both of us, but you are like heading to this direction of where you want content for your, you know, for your Instagram and things. But you know, so many people, I know so many girls who, you know, want to shoot nice pictures and want to post it on their Instagram. And even if you don't really have a business or anything behind it, but it's just nice to take good photos, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's such a fun activity, I feel, for girls, you know.
Just pretending you're a model, you know, like whatever.
Just pretend you're like being super cool at a coffee shop, just drinking a coffee like nobody has seen before. And then, anyways, and then COVID happened. You were still in London, so you went back. COVID happened, you were in London. And then after that, what happened?
I came back, maybe, I don't know if we met in summer again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. But when I came back in... Oh, we did.
I think we did,
yeah, in September, we did some more shoots at your old flat.
Yeah, for sure.
That was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had to move the whole bedroom to fit your backdrop.
Literally.
Which now you have much better space.
Yeah.
And then I went back again. Mm-hmm. And then last Christmas, I came back because of COVID again. Mm-hmm. Because London went into lockdown until April, and I wasn't doing another lockdown. No, thank you.
No, but I think, you know, we speak about COVID in a really negative way, but maybe, I don't know if this group would have been created if it wasn't for COVID.
Mm.
Or do you think?
I think it was created, like, just before COVID happened.
Was it?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of made it better since everything was online anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That people could just connect and, like, you know, FaceTime or whatever, like, keep in touch, because that's the only thing you could do. I mean, for, like, what, 6 months, you couldn't really, like, meet anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you couldn't meet new friends at a bar or, like, at a club or, you
anywhere.
Know, you or on the streets. Like, you just couldn't meet anyone. So it was,
the,
like,
internet was the place to...
Yeah, exactly. Like, you would be like, okay, let's, like... make these friendships that started like just before COVID, but I, you know, in another time, maybe you wouldn't have had time to like invest
in those
new
friendships. For sure. And for me, I would say since COVID happened, it was so, I mean, it was like a time to like go inwards, but also since I couldn't come to the studio, I spent all my time on social media, and all my time on social media was building the community and connecting with the other women. And I'm so grateful for that time, because it really made me take a step back and realize, okay, I'm making clothes, but who am I making clothes for? And then once I started meeting girls, you know, connecting with them and like just like seeing what girls like, and I was like, okay, now I know who I want to make clothes for. And then, you know, like for me, when I think about the women that I want to dress, is just like this young woman who is like trying to achieve things in her life, who's driven, who wants to move forward, who's like, you know, taking actions and taking care of her mental health. Like, I just picture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that's what I see online a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, have you met more friends on the internet that you consider really good friends, or am I the only one?
Oh my god, I think you might have been the first one, but I think, like, culturally between London and Spain, like, here in Spain, if anyone listening is from Barcelona also, you will know that we have very, very closed friendship groups, as in, like, you will have your hometown friendship group, and then you will have your school group, like, your primary school group. And then if you stayed in Barcelona, you will have, like, your university friendship group, and then eventually, like, your work friends. But you cannot penetrate those groups, like, at all.
This is what all, like, immigrants talk about, like, tourists, like, me and my friends.
Yeah.
And then you saying it just validates
it's
everything
true.
That we say.
Absolutely. Like, we don't mix friendship groups. It's strange, like, if I bring, you know, someone from, like, my university with my hometown friends, you know, like, they just
weird.
Different times for, like, your different group of friends, and, like, that sucks, because in London it's like the complete opposite, you know, like, you would be going out or, like, going to someone's party, and you would be like, hey, can I bring, like, my childhood best friend, and they would be like, yeah, bring, like, whoever you like, I don't care. And obviously, like, I guess here also there's a huge, like, language barrier, you know, like, most of my friends won't be like too confident with English, whether like you or like my more international friends, you're fine mixing because, you know, you're all from different places, but you just speak English. But the other ones, they don't feel that confident, you know, they're like, oh, do I have to speak English? And I'm like, come on, just try. Just, so cute.
I felt like that when I met Anna. She was so cute. I have to give her a shout out. Yes. She was so cute, but she's like trying, but also so shy. And I'm like, oh, you're so cute.
But everyone here like has such big dreams. Like, for example, Anna, keep studying if you're listening. she wants to move to the US and like blah, 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 work for these massive companies. So I just keep telling her like, you know, you have to have an open mind and like, you know, keep meeting more of an international crowd, maybe and then
you can always hang out with us, Anna, if you're listening with me and the rest of Iceland, aka my friendship group here in Barcelona.
Yeah, and like I think that's why like you were my first internet friend, and already like my childhood friends were like, who is this Rafaela? Like, where did you meet? And I'm like, oh, we just met on a Facebook group, and they're all like, Wait, what? Like, that's something that people do? And I'm like, well, yeah, you just, you know, where else will you meet new people? Like, of course, you can meet people in your circle, in your university, in your work. But, like, there's so many people out there.
So many people.
And you just don't know. So, like, after you, I think through you even, maybe I met some more people through the Instagram group also. I mean, it's not a lot of people from there that live in Barcelona, so like you can always FaceTime and talk, but if they're not gonna be around, then, you know, like even for a coffee,
for sure.
Some of the girls, like, you know, when they come to Barcelona, then, you know, we get to hang out, but then they go.
That's so nice. And that's the thing, you know, I think for me also, you are my Barcelona friend that I've met online, but I have so many like profound friendships with girls literally all over the world, and I know that it's only going to be a matter of time until I meet these people, because obviously we're still super young and everybody loves to travel, so you know, and it's just really exciting. And also, you know, I was speaking about this before, like when you're in high school, you have these friends, okay, these are your friends, they are given to you by the school that you go to, and then when you get older, then you can have more of a choice, you know, and then now today, the choices are literally endless.
And like, literally, you can see someone on Instagram, like, you can think, oh my god, their profile is so cool, and then you just message them. And that's it. You just hang out, you go for coffee, it turns out they're like your new best friends, like you never know. And I think even like the pandemic, when everyone was just at home and like everyone started like either being more active on social media, or like, you know, they weren't scared to like post what they were doing anymore, maybe they got into cooking, like everyone just got into some new hobby task. And they just created this community online, like because everyone was just on there, even like on the Discord app, you know, like you would just make groups and like
what was that app that was kind of super popular at one point? Clubhouse.
Oh my god, that was fun, but that didn't last so long.
I know, right? They were thinking that it was gonna last a while, but it was just a fad. But I really like the concept, and you know, I remember spending time on it, but my thing with it was that you never knew if you were going to get great content out of it or not. Yeah. Like, you could just go in a room and you didn't know if you were going to, you know, when you listen to a podcast, especially if it's a podcast that you really like, you know that you
exactly
be receiving some benefit of it. But yeah, and then, you know, we have just become closer and closer and closer day by day. You've been such a huge help, and I'm so grateful for you, honestly. Like, behind the scenes, Alexander's literally helping me with so many things, like driving me around, you know, just like all with all the Spanish, like we already said before, and with the support and also the belief, you know, like you, I feel like you have always believed in me, and
of course,
and it's just really nice to know that, you know, and I hope that I'm also helping you.
Yes,
if I can.
You're
anyway,
a huge motivation for me.
Yeah,
I think if someone showed me that, like, you can just take control, like, of your life and just do whatever, that's you. Like, I think You know, if someone is scared to like start doing their own thing, they should just take a look at you and see that, you know, it doesn't always go right the first try. Mm-hmm. But you just have to keep going, like believe in your dream, you know, keep going and it will eventually happen like it is mm-hmm. for you now.
Yeah, I think that is like the biggest thing that I've literally learned, and I've spoken about it before and I've written about it and I've shared this, because at first when I first started following my dreams, I thought they was just gonna like happen with no stepping stones and failures mm-hmm. and thing, and then like when I realized the failure was the way and that I was going to fail and I should be excited because every failure was going to teach me a lesson. Mm. And then I really believed that all my dreams could exactly. become true.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're like, okay, even if I fail, I just have to keep going. I have to keep learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And boom.
Literally. Yeah. And I think you've met so many like amazing people along the way, like even through mutual friends and like the internet that have helped you. I mean, you were speaking about Vanessa, like mm-hmm. you recording her reels like all the way across in Australia. Yeah. Like you never know how far your mm-hmm. dreams can go, and now like especially with the internet, it can go as far as you want, you know. You can
absolutely.
Be making your clothes in a little studio in Barcelona and they you
yeah,
know
people
in
buying
Singapore.
It from Singapore.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And, you know, just, like, so many, like, places, Thailand and, like, you know,
it's
Australia,
crazy.
China, like, and I'm just like, oh, my God, obviously, like, US, Canada, but, you know, it's just, like, whoa, like, this year was, like, because, obviously, I know, I'm just, like, so in awe of, like,
speechless,
and I'm just, like, whoa, and, you know, it's just the beginning, but
yeah.
It really, like, reassured me that I should not give up and I should really keep going, because, like, I've been at it for such a long time and obviously didn't really see, like, grandiose results.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know,
yeah.
I'm so passionate about it. And
exactly.
I'm like, I don't want to stop because I just love it.
Yeah, no.
And, yeah, so now you've been using this app, Bumble BFF.
Yes. I literally, like, I don't know where I saw it or if someone told mm-hmm. me about it, but obviously we've all heard of Tinder, we've
mm-hmm.
all heard of Bumble, we've all heard of Grindr, whatever you like to use.
Mm-hmm.
But and I was like a huge fan of Tinder when I was at university.
Did
because
you ever meet
yeah I guy? Met one of my boyfriends through Tinder.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
What?
So like I've always been a firm believer that, you know, you have your group of friends around you or like friends of friends, but
mm-hmm.
there's so many people out there that they're out of your reach
mm-hmm.
unless, you know, you have some apps or like the internet to connect. Like
mm-hmm.
you literally can reach every possible person, but you just have to find them. And, you know, Tinder was a thing. You would find like friends or like dates or like dates that eventually became friends. I've had all sorts like on those apps, and it would be funny to like find people on your university course that you've never spoke to them before. And then you've, like, through talking through those apps, you find out that you actually have, like, stuff in common,
mm.
stuff like that. So, recently, I don't know where I saw it, but I just saw that Bumble has an option, which is, like, Bumble BFF, and then there's
mm-hmm.
also another sub-level, which is, like, Bumble Business.
Mm.
And then through Bumble BFF, like, obviously, I just thought, okay, let me see, like, what other girls in Barcelona are more into meeting like international people,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe doing some different things that my childhood friends necessarily don't like doing.
Creating content.
Yeah, like creating content or like sharing fashion
yeah.
stuff, because I know that people in Barcelona, they just love Inditex. We love
yeah.
Zara, we love Bershka, we love all of these,
oh
but I don't, you know, we want to explore new
mm-hmm.
brands like yours, you know, small jewelry brands, small
mm-hmm.
artists, stuff like that. So I just went on there, found some like really, really interesting girls
really?
That I've been connecting with over the past week. And even, for example, to like help with your brand, you know, get
mm-hmm.
more people interested, get more people involved, like if they want to do photo shoots
mm-hmm.
or, you know, any feedback that they have on the brand. It's amazing. And you otherwise wouldn't be able to reach those
people.
Like
yeah,
So it's literally been crazy. And so many girls are also on that app. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen like a few boys, but there's so many girls.
But so when you go Bumble BFF, if you're mm-hmm. a female, are there boys there as well? Is it only girls?
Yeah, some boys, yeah.
And how does it work? Like, do you, if you message a person, do they have to reply? Or like, do you know how they have these like rules sometimes? Yeah. Like the girl likes the guy and then the girl needs to message.
I think on the Bumble, like the normal Bumble, like the dating one, it's the girl has to speak first, because usually like the girls wait for the guy, I guess, to text. But on this one, it's the girl that has to text first. And for the BFF, it's like when you first match, you both have 24 hours to talk. And if you don't talk within the 24 hours, then that connection goes away. Which kind of makes sense, because otherwise it's just like accumulating matches on an app, like to just make you feel better, I guess, that people just like your face. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, it's been really fun so far. Like, I haven't met up in person with them, some of these girls. I'm hoping to shoot some content and stuff, and so far the girls that I've asked, they're really down for it.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah, and
that's
there's exciting. Like so many different people, like internationals, locals that probably want to meet international people.
I feel for those influencers that got really big, they've always had a boyfriend on the side that took their pictures. Yes. And I've always wondered, okay, how does an influencer become so big and somebody's always taking pictures of them? And a lot of the time it's a boyfriend, right? And, you know, and I feel like this could hold somebody back, you know, because they, you know, probably doesn't have a boyfriend or whatever, doesn't have a person to shoot content for them. But now that we have these kind of platforms, we can meet, you know, people with the similar interests as us, and you know, message these girls, do you want to shoot content with me, and like you know, talk about fashion and things that we like, you know, that maybe not everybody's interested in. And
and also, like, most of these girls, if they're international, they're here for like a year or 6 months, or like doing their bachelor's here, so it's also nice because they're new here, you know, they want to explore. So obviously meeting someone like me, which is a local, like, you know, you just show them around. I've told my friends about Bumble BFF, so they're like, okay, maybe I'll try it.
Or I'll stay in my comfort zone.
But I think it's all about cultures. I think the Spanish culture is not really that into meeting friends on the internet so much. Like, it's not really mainstream. You sort of have your like four group of different friends, like my friends from dance school, my friends from tennis, like whatever. You just make little subgroups, and you literally, like, even for birthdays, you have to have like lunch with my high school friends, dinner with my university friends. Like, it's so crazy.
I find that so fascinating. I've never heard of any other place that it's like that. I mean, I don't know.
We're just very, like...
Oh, actually, I feel Australia has a similar vibe. In, but I don't know if it's, like, these, like, different cliques, but I remember being there. It was really hard to...
Oh, yeah, the cliques!
It was really hard to meet a group of people, because once they were friends, it was just, like, okay, like, you know, really difficult to penetrate it.
But there is nothing more fun than just meeting new people, you know, like,
I think that's something that you have that is unique to you, that is something that is actually amazing.
I just love learning. Like, I think, you know, whenever like my friends tell me something, I just go to my phone and I Google it, like, just to, you know, make sure, like, oh, I want to like know more about it. And I think you can get that from just, you know, meeting random people on the internet. Like, you just message them and you're like, hey, want to grab coffee? Like, okay. And then ends up, you literally have like everything in common.
Yeah. And we were speaking about it right before we got here. We're at the studio, by the way, guys, recording the podcast. So maybe the audio isn't as clean because there are things going on around us. But, you know, this is probably going to be the last one that we'll record here. But we were talking about on the way to the studio that ever since I met you, I literally have never felt awkward around you. It was such an instant connection for me. It was just like, and I don't know, I feel that you, I don't know, I just appreciate you so much. Like, I honestly think you're so great, and you're this kind of person that is like hard to come across and like hard to find. Like, you, like, you, and like, not only me, but you have this way of making people feel really good around you. Like, you have this, like, such a lovely presence, and it's just, I don't know. I'm just so happy that Facebook
Same to you, though.
Brought us together, yes. And I hope that our friendship will continue to blossom.
I'm sure it will.
And you'll be at my celebration vlog next year.
Save the date.
Save the date, yes. Anyways, well, I think this was very good conversation. So if you guys are listening, don't be shy. Make friends online. They can turn out great. Look at Alexandra.
Yes, just do it. If you find someone on the internet, like you come across them and you think that they're a good vibe. And also if your friendship group is like, you know, telling you not to, and that you have like your 20 solid friends, just go out there, like explore. It doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah,
it won't do you any hurt. Like, just watch out, you know, make sure they're not catfishing. But if it's just friendships, I think it's an amazing thing to do. Obviously, like, there's billions of people on the internet, and especially if you like move abroad or go traveling, or you want to do like solo traveling, just reach out to someone or get in touch through someone else, and you will never know. I've also heard stories of, like, you know, people having amazing friendships from people that they've never seen before, and they just met through an app or Tumblr. Instagram. Yeah, like,